Charles F. Kettering said, "You cannot have a better tomorrow if you are thinking about yesterday all the time." Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is Ashley Casper, and I am so honored to welcome you back to another edition of the Grow Rich Mastermind here on the Good News Network. This is our reminder that we are not alone on this journey. We rise by lifting, we grow by sharing, and we thrive when we walk in purpose together, and I am so excited that you are here with us this morning. Today is May 18th, 2026, and our fabulous and fired up host, Booker Williams, will be with us soon on this magical Miracle Monday. Booker T. Williams served our country honorably and is now a Navy vet. Booker the Freedom Cooker, as we like to call him, has been rumbling for freedom and helping others do the same for many years now. He went from being stuck in a call center cubicle to firing his boss so he could become a full-time Freedom Crusader and live out his dreams while helping others fulfill theirs. He had great success in both network marketing and affiliate marketing and now operates his own brick-and-mortar business. His high energy and positive mindset always lights us up and promotes ideas that feed the mind and free the soul, guaranteed. Oh, and yes, he will probably make you laugh a little bit too. Maybe not a little, maybe a lot of. All right, before we hear from Booker, I want to hear from all of you this morning. So as I unmute the lines, please let me know what your name is and where you're calling in from this morning.
Angela Mazin shirt on, my Think You Grow Rich shirt on. While I'm doing the doggy.
And you're freedom. Your name is freedom now.
That's right, it's freedom. I'll take it.
All right.
First,
it's the top of the hour. Are y'all ready for Booker? I think we're ready.
We're ready.
Are we in the right mode, Ashley?
We sure are. Take it away.
Let me start doing the Dougie. What's up? What's up, y'all? Happy Monday. Happy Monday. I don't even have to see if y'all awake because I really like that. I'm like, man, I don't need no coffee for the call. Now, I definitely appreciate y'all for, number one, for showing up for yourself. So if you would, just put your hands behind your back and give yourself a pat on the back just for showing up. Because y'all know a lot of people on Monday, they got a case of the Mondays, like, I got to go in. this person is telling me I'm number one with the wrong finger while I'm trying to get off on my exit. Another week. But you know what? We are part of the 1%. You know, the 1% that's always making a difference. So I definitely want to thank everybody for showing up on this Monday morning. Wait a minute. Computer don't be playing around. This Monday. This freedom. Hey, I'm freedom. So now I appreciate that. I like that. Freedom. So I just want to make sure that everybody on the line is, first of all, I know y'all are awake. I know you are alive, so you have to be awake to be alive, right? So our vision here is freedom through principle-centered leadership. And our goal here is to help each person on the line develop a prosperity consciousness. That's where we learn to think and act like wealthy people think and act. We meet here every single day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to study and mastermind on the laws of success. So y'all already know I got y'all a few questions. Are y'all excited to learn something today that can inspire you to new levels of freedom? Are you grateful to be alive? How about that one? Are you committed, or are you just thinking about your goals and dreams? Are you excited to make this one of the best masterminds ever? If you are, let me see what y'all got. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I want to welcome any of our first-time listeners, and I want to offer y'all a gift is called a mastermind collection. So I just want to encourage you to give back to the person that invited you to the line so you can get access to this gift. And our book of the month is called the Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. So if you got that book on the mastermind part, which is about 27 minutes from now, if you would, just give us some of your takeaways. And the enemy of character we're going to work on is fear. And what fear is something that you have really put in your mind that's going to happen that probably won't happen. So if you do have a problem with fear, just try to work on it as much as possible. And we have an event that we have every single year, which is coming up soon. We have our annual Freedom Fest, which is going to be in Branson. So if you want to know about that, get back to the person that invited you to the call, and you can learn more about it. So now, it is Monday, Monday, Monday. So I need somebody to help us out with reading the major definite purpose. If you would, star six, and let's go.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Rick from Florida. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm good, Rick. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I just had a bit of a challenge, like three times. I got to get my mobile phone in there because I get so many pop-ups, I can't even get to the numbers to dial. You know what I'm saying? So that's
never
how my Monday
up,
morning. No, not ever. And, again, that's just the way my Monday morning started, and things are going to definitely change because, again, my astrology sign is Taurus the Bull, and I am nothing but a bull. Like I say, I'm stubborn as stubborn can be, and I will not let anything like that conquer me. But I'm just running a little late, that's all.
Oh, you good, Rick. Let's go. Monday morning.
That's right. Yeah, I hear some people that I talk with, they say, Monday mornings are my favorite day. I said, well, good for you. So, yeah, I just wanted to come in and say hello to all our partners, our people, our friends, all that here in the wonderful family we have in HBA.
Okay. Well, we're definitely glad to have you on the call, Rick. And did you want to do the major definite purpose?
No, I don't think I'm ready for that. I'm so new and wet behind the ears. I would love to do that, but I need to be prepared to do that.
I got you.
All right, Rick, you need to stick around. You'll be ready.
Yeah.
There he is. Mr. Christian. Oh,
that's a minister, Christian. The butter sliding in.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Brother Booker?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Yes, sir.
I'm coming in with a major definite purpose, sliding on in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Major definite purpose, grow rich. Grow rich community. I love it. Grow rich. We're growing rich. By thee, thereof, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and best possible quality of service in the capacity of, I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards its attainment. And I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for at least 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote at least 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never give up endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Systems are falling. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity, because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it out loud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. Let's keep moving forward. The time is now. Freedom Crusaders! Mount up. Oh, yeah. Love you.
All over. Man, that's just so Chris and Miller's Chris and how much we love him. I mean, you can't beat that. Man, I can tell y'all, Minister Christian, you said that with your whole chest. And that's what you really have to be into it, y'all. And I'm going to just, first of all, I want to give shouts out to everybody that's still working a 9-to-5 and still out here getting it, because there's a lot of people that just really just gave up on the first little any kind of hassle. They'd be like, oh, you know, this is too much. So if you're still in the game and you're still showing up, I want to give you props. And let me see. Now I'm going to share with y'all just a couple things, and you might want to grab a pencil and a sheet of paper. I'm going to share with y'all a few things, and then we'll get into the reading. So this weekend, this was the third conference that I spoke at, and it was a marriage retreat. So, you know, we got there, and it was couples that had been married. Now, before I tell you this, first of all, I realize this is a sensitive topic. So if you've been through this, I'm just sharing y'all with my experience. And I really care about people, so that's why I'm sharing this with y'all. So we got to the retreat, and there was people that was freshly married, and there was also people. It was one couple that had been married 63 years, and y'all know I had to talk to them. So I got over there, you know, before I spoke, you know, we go around the room and talk to people. And I was asking them, what's the secret? They said, well, we decided, first of all, we're going to be with this until a coffin fall in the ground. I said, that's what you call commitment. And I said, tell me about so many ups and downs. They said, well, you know, we've had a lot of good times, and they lost a few kids, and that kind of, you know, it kind of made them question, because they was putting a lot into their kids, in which you definitely supposed to do that, you know, raise your kids up and show them the right way. And then there was another couple, they had been married like 53 years. Now, for those on the line, newsflash, I'm 53 years old. So they have been married as long as I've been alive on this planet. So I was talking to them, and they said, you know, Booker, it is ups and downs, and every day you have to make the choice on whether you want to continue on or whether you want to just throw in the towel. And then there was another couple that have been married 25 years, and they said the same thing. And they said, you know what, we definitely appreciate you for just coming and speaking to us and, you know, about your experience. And I told them, I said, to be honest with y'all, before my wife passed away, it was 23 years, so I've been in the game a minute, you know, so I just, you know, Brother Book, I know a few things, so I was just sharing with them, you know, my experience, and I'm going to just tell y'all, it's like anything in life, you have to maintain it. Whether it's your car, you know, you want to get the oil changed before the engine blow up. And then if your relationships, you want to make sure that they all right, whether you married or even your relationship with yourself. If you got a significant other, you always want to maintain that relationship, because it is so easy to drift, y'all. It is very, very easy. So we have to really be just alert of what's going on. And the reason it ties into, you know, a lot of people on the line, I know they do affiliate marketing, network marketing, even traditional businesses. Y'all, you have to maintain this stuff all the time. And the most dangerous part about it is when you don't have to worry about having no money. Because once you got money, I'm going to tell y'all, it is really, really easy to drift. And this, you know, like I look at today is May the 18th. The goals I set for January, I've already hit them. So I had to set some new ones, because I'm going to tell y'all, working for yourself, you know, the good part about it is working for yourself, and the bad part about it is working for yourself, because you don't have a supervisor. You don't have nobody telling you got to clock in, this one you got to go to lunch. So we have to always make sure that we make it happen, because if we don't make it happen, nobody is. And I was one of the other speakers, we was talking, and, you know, of course, I'll just give y'all a little insight on speakers. You know, it is a community, and we was talking, and he was telling me the price he got paid to speak, and I said, oh. And then when he asked me, I was kind of, you know, I was like, you know, you got to make sure that you charge for what you worth. And he said, what do you mean? I said, think about it. Number one, whenever you're speaking at these conferences, number one, it may not be in your hometown, so you're probably going to get a hotel, and then you're going to have a way to get around and then it's going to take time away from your family. So I said, I always charge a price that makes me smile. And if it don't make me smile, I don't do it, y'all. And he said, when he told me that, and I was like, I said, you know, I gave him a few pointers, and he said, next time I'm going to charge double. And I'm going to just tell y'all, people, they do have the money. So what I want to talk to y'all, I'm going to bring this back to our the businesses we in, is undercharging for services, and this is another trap. And the next 3 weeks, I'll be talking about the traps that people have. So let me put my glasses on because I'm going to do quite a bit of reading. So if y'all do have your pencils and papers, this is class time. So undercharging for services is an incredible common trap, and it rarely has to do with the actual quality of work. Instead, it's usually driven by a mixture of psychological hurdles. You have your market misconceptions. That's when people think people don't have the money and business set up. Here's a look at why people, especially they call us freelancers, consultants, and independent service providers, frequently price themselves too low. The first one I think everybody is familiar with is the imposter syndrome and lack of confidence. Now, this is the most common corporate and psychological. Many talented people struggle to accurately gauge your own worth. So if you think you're not worth it or people don't have the money, you will never get it. And I guarantee you, if you don't ask for the money, you definitely won't get it. Underestimating expertise. When a task comes too easily to you, it is easy to assume it's easy for everyone. You forget that the client is paying for the years it took you to learn how to do the task in minutes. People, they think, okay, so I can do this good, so it's really not valuable. But I can pretty much guarantee what's coming easy to you, there's people that don't want to do it, especially with public speaking. You know, some people will rather die than speak before a crowd. So that is a skill, and if you have the skills, you should be able to pay your bills. Fear of rejection. There is a deeply rooted fear that says a high number loud out will cause the client to laugh, say no, or judge you. Undercharging feels safe because it minimizes the chance of hearing a rejection. Y'all, I'm not afraid to ask for what I want because if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. And if you put in your mind that they're not going to pay me that, guess what? They're not going to pay you. Number two, the commodity trap. That's pricing by time, not value. Many people price their services based on an hourly rate or a strict cost-plus model rather than the value and results they deliver to a client. Now, this is one that's going to really face you because a lot of times people are used to working. They used to trade in hours for time. But once you're out here, you have your skills, so you don't have to go by that model. I'll give you an example. If a specialist solves a major problem for a business that saves them $10,000, the solution is worth thousands, even if you only took the specialist 2 hours to fix it. Pricing purely based on the hourly inadvertently punishes you for becoming faster and more efficient on the job. So if you save them $10,000, they should be able to pay you $20,000. Number three, misunderstanding the competition. You have to know your market, y'all. Newer service providers often look at market leaders, notice what they are charging, and assume, well, I'm new, so I have to cut the price in half to get clients. While a competitive entry price is a valid strategy temporarily, it often backfires. And I'm just telling y'all this because I ain't going to say I was a victim, but I didn't know. When I first started speaking, the people said, do you have an agent? Y'all, I had to go home and Google and say, what is a speaking agent? And when I came back, I did have an agent, which was me. Chronically undercutting the market can signal that premium clients that your work is cheap or low quality. It goes back to the saying and the old adage, you get for what you pay for. And if people think it's cheap, they don't think it's valuable. That's why I tell people all that free stuff, that was the most expensive stuff I paid in my life because I spent a lot of time on it. So don't be afraid because people, they do have the money. Number four, forgetting the overhead, which is the hidden cost. When people transition from employment to independent service work, they often forget to calculate the hidden costs of running a business. They set a price that covers the immediate labor, but completely cut off, number one, self-employment taxes and insurance, software subscriptions, tools and hardware, unbilled hours spent on marketing, administrative work, sending invoices, and discovery calls. If you don't factor these in, a rate that looks good on paper quickly turns to sub-minimum wage reality. So if you give somebody a price, make sure you factor in everything, like your time, that's number one, and then the stress. You got to have that as a line item because you are really interrupting your life to service this client. And then if you're traveling, you might get held up at the airport. It's all kind of stuff that people, they be like, you know what, I don't want to put that in, but trust me, if you put it in, you definitely will get it. And the last one, and we'll get into our reading, desperation and cash flow pressures. When bills are due and cash flow is tight, the urgent to secure a deal, anything takes over. Providers will slash prices just to get a deposit in the door. The irony is that this traps you in a vicious cycle. You spend all your time working on low pricing gigs, leaving them with zero time to market themselves to higher paying clients. Breaking out this cycle usually requires shifting towards value-based pricing or flat rate pricing. Are you trying to audit your own rate right now, or are you trying to help someone figure out how to raise their prices? So with that being said, if you're doing any kind of independent consulting, y'all know your value. With the stuff we're doing, especially if you got a home-based business, you got to think about this. Number one, you're helping people get out of these situations, and you're spending a lot of time with them. So you might as well get paid what you're worth because it says it in the word. Once you spend, that's the end. I circulate time, and I circulate money. So when you circulate it, it comes back. So with that being said, I'm going to get into the reading, and Gail left us off on page 111, and this is The Science of Getting Rich. The person who is certain to advance is one who is too big for their place, who has a clear concept of what he or she wants, who knows that it is possible to become that, or who is determined to be what he or she wants to be. Don't they kind of sound a little familiar of knowing your worth? Do not try to be more than fill your present position with a view to pleasing your employer. Do it with the idea of advancing yourself. Hold the faith and purpose of increasing during work hours, after work hours, and before work hours. Hold it to such a way that every person who comes in contact with you, whether foreman, fellow worker, or social acquaintance, will feel the power of purpose radiating from you, so that everyone will get a sense of advancement and increase from you. People will be attracted to you if there is no possibility for advancement in your present job. You will very soon seek an opportunity to take another job. So in other words, you grow bigger than the job. And I always tell people, if you're on a 9-to-5, the skills that you're gaining on the job, you can do those skills for yourself. You just have to have the confidence, because if the skills wasn't valuable, they wouldn't pay you for it. There is a power which never fails to present opportunity to the advancing personality who is moving in obedience to law. God cannot help helping you if you act in a certain way. He must do so in order to help himself. Let me read that again. That was good. God cannot help helping you if you act in a certain way. He must do so in order to help himself. That sounds like a law, right? There is nothing in your circumstance or your industrial situation that can keep you down. If you cannot get rich working for the steel trust, you can get rich on a 10-acre farm. And if you begin to move in a certain way, you will certainly escape from the clutches of the steel trust and get on to the farm or where else you wish to be. If a few thousand of his employees would enter upon the certain way, the steel trust would soon be in a bad plight. It would have to give its workers more opportunity or go out of business. That means the power is in the employees. Nobody has to work for a trust. The trust can keep people in so-called hopeless conditions only so long as there are people who are ignorant of the science of get rich or too intelligently slothful to practice it. Beginning this way of thinking and acting and your fate and purpose will make you quickly to see an opportunity to better your condition. Such opportunities will speedily come for the supreme power working in all and working for you will bring them before you. Don't wait for an opportunity to be all that you want to be when an opportunity to be more than you are now presenting and you will feel impelled. Think about that word. You will feel impelled toward it. Take it. It will be the first steps towards greater opportunity. Let me read that again. It says, do not wait for an opportunity to be all that you want to be when an opportunity to be more than you are now presented and you are feel impelled towards it, take it. It will be the first step towards greater opportunity. And I see so many people that are just waiting and waiting and waiting. But I got to the point where I got tired of waiting. And I remember I used to tell them, you know, when I was working at the call center, they used to send these emails out talking about, you know, they need shift help, this and that. And I said, y'all think about this. It seems like they need us worse than them. So y'all don't have to take it. I say, y'all can take it, but guess what? Booker is not taking it. And I got out of there, y'all. There is no such thing possible for the universe as lack of opportunities for the person who is living the advancing life. There is no such thing possible in the universe as lack of opportunities. It's opportunities everywhere, y'all, but you have to be able to see them. And once you see them, you have to be able to seize them. It is inherent in the constitution of the cosmos that all things shall be for him and work together for his good. And he might certainly get rich if he acts and thinks in a certain way. That's also she too, so we ain't trying to exclude anybody. So let wage-earning men and women study this book with great care and enter the confidence upon the course of action it prescribes. It will not fail. We got 1 minute. I tell you what, I'm going to stop here on chapter 16 so Mike Hart can get it. We're right at 8:30 on the head. And I'm going to just tell y'all, the reason why a lot of these books, I say they call them dangerous books once you start doing personal development, because it puts you in a state of mind where, you know what, you can do it and you don't really need it. So I'm going to just give y'all a fair warning. If you work in a job and you start doing personal development, you start looking at things a whole different way. And when you start getting paid more on your part-time business than your job, well, you have some decisions to make. With that being said, it is 8:30 on the head. Now it's the time for our mastermind where you get to come out and I get to hear what y'all thinking. And just a few ground rules here. We have about 2 to 3 minutes for people can come out to share, because we want as many callers as possible. And this is a spiritual call, but not religious. So if you would, please leave out any kind of religious terms or any kind of dogmatic terms. And we want to leave all kind of politics, anything that divides people out. Let's just leave that away from the call, because we want peace and harmony. And let me see, I think that's the last thing. But right now, I'm ready to hear from y'all on the Mastermind. It's Monday morning. Let's get it. Star six, who's first?
What's up, Booker?
Hey, good morning, Booker. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, man, I was drinking water. I heard Paul Wall and who else? Was that Wanda?
Wanda.
Go ahead, Paul Wall.
I was drinking my Paul water. What's up, Wanda? Come on, let's go.
Oh, all right. Thank you. Hey, good morning, family. I just want to say, Booker, just great topic this morning. You know, I so appreciate every time you come out. You just give us so much inspiration, enlightenment, you know. I just think that, you know, when you get this, when you get bit by the bug, I want to say, like reading these personal development books and just getting yourself like in the groove of things, I'll tell you something, you can't stop. It's like about just being 1% better each day. That's what I strive for, just 1% better each day. And I always remember, you know what? I'm a creator. I'm not in competition with anybody else. There's nobody else like me. I guarantee you that. And there's nobody else like you. And when we have something that we're real passionate about, right, it's just getting people to take a look at what we got. That's what I, you know, and just being honest and being authentic. And I love surrounding myself with all you guys, because you guys all fire me up. I'm so grateful for you. Each and every day I plug in here. Why? Because I love you guys. I love the teaching. I love the inspiration, and I love to learn from each and every one of you. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for everything each and every one of you do, and I love you. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space of knowing they can't repay. Have an awesome day.
Hey, Wanda, I definitely appreciate you for showing up and still on that 9 to 5, and it is so true. There's nobody like you, and I'm going to just tell y'all, you don't have to sweat nobody to take a look at your business, because I can guarantee you there's 50 to 100,000 people every single day that's looking for what you got. We just have to make ourselves findable, and I can guarantee you, Wanda, there's nobody like me, trust and believe. All right, Paul Wall, let's go. Who's the man with the master plan? The P, the A.
The Booker, the Booker.
Ain't nobody like
What's
him.
What's going on, brother?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, man. Good to hear you. Thank you so much for pouring life into us today. Yeah, I was just going to share a couple of notes I jotted down from the book of the month this morning. So Mr. Elon said, if you create a company that produces products and services better than what existed before, wealth is created. And, you know, it goes for not just creating a company, but delivering products and services that are better. So even as a rep or an affiliate, if you've got a better widget and you deliver that to somebody and they're like, wow, this is better. And you do that and you do that and you do that, wealth is created. Another thing he said is doing good work gives you the right to allocate more capital. And one interesting thing is sometimes people look at those who are wealthy, and they're like, oh, look at those fat cats just collecting all the money, living the good life, sucking all the dollars out of humanity. And he made a good point. He said wealth is not the same thing as consumption. They're different. And he gave Warren Buffett as an example. He's like, Warren Buffett, he creates great wealth, but he's not living in a mansion. you know, just like living the high life, he sits behind his computer in the same house that he bought in 1980 and he reads financial reports all day long. And he's like, so if you're going to have a complaint, yeah, maybe overconsumption might be a good complaint, might be a complaint, but complaining because someone is wealthy is not a good complaint, because usually what wealthy people are doing, or a lot of them anyway, is they're allocating capital, which is creating jobs, which is creating opportunity, which is advancing products and services and goods, and all of that is good for society. So, and he also said, if you create great products and services that create wealth, that should be applauded because you increase the standard of living of the country and perhaps the world. And then the last thing I jotted down, he said, work on things you find interesting, fulfilling, and that contribute some good to the rest of society. And if we're doing that, I think we're doing good. So anyway, just want to share those. Love you guys. Make it a great day. Go for your dreams. Get wealthy. Make better things. Do better things. Make the world go forward. It's a good path.
Paul, I definitely appreciate that. And, you know, it just reminded me, too, you know, wealth is really just a mindset, because we have a couple of these students that's going to college, and we got a scholarship book fund. And if we didn't have the money, we couldn't do it for them. And just another thing before the next caller come up, I remember I was having this conversation, and I think it was somebody from the church, or I forget who it was, and they said that they hated rich people. And I said, you don't hate rich people, because once you become one of them, your attitude will change. Then again, it may not, but a lot of people, they got this misconception, and that's why we have to stay on these calls and just read the books, because once your mind is changed, you see the world a lot different. So appreciate you, Paul, and who we got? Star 6. Excuse me. Star 6, who's next?
Good morning, Booker.
Triple J in the house.
You are so awesome. I love what you read, what you shared, what Paul shared, and what kept coming up for me was when we begin to think differently, which, you know, is the whole key about certain things, you know, so Wayne Dyer, who you quoted someone else about, when you begin to look at things differently, what you look at changes, is exactly what you were mentioning. You know, when you start making more money, because, oh, in the beginning it's to pay the bills and get out of debt, but if you continue after it, then you have a little bit more than you need to spend. It could look like what they call is rich, but it's what we're all supposed to be doing. Then, it, like you said also, it doesn't seem such a terrible thing. And then we begin to see things differently in what we can do with the money we have. But once we give ourselves permission to tell ourselves that money is good and what I can do with it can help others and myself and my family, it begins to grow. There's a different consciousness. To me, I feel it's very freeing, because so often it's a weight. I'm supposed to be poor. I'm not allowed to have more money than I need. And that's a weight. Because what I feel like it's doing, it's holding us all back. It's holding you back with chains. That's how I feel. I see it. That you try to stretch yourself, but the chains keep pulling you back. That's your mind that keeps pulling you back. If you free yourself from those chains and allow yourself to have limitless thoughts, big dreams, it is the most freeing thing you could ever have. And money is just energy. It's the thing that's going to help you expand and elevate all your dreams. So if you're feeling that tug holding you back, you really want to read this chapter again, this book again. No, it's okay. Give yourself permission, because when you do that, what happens, I feel, is as we grow and we expand our minds and we find ourselves being able to do more than we thought, it just explodes. There's a gnawing inside of you that says, I'm better than this. I can do more. But your mind keeps telling you, oh, no, that means you'll have more money than you need. And so I just really want to share that, because I've gone through these experiences, that gnawing in your gut, which Mama Elizabeth and I call infinite intelligence. It's that voice, that's God talking to you, saying, no, you're more than this. You're more than this. Shackle those chains, and it's so freeing. And allow yourself to fly. That's how I see this whole area of what you spoke about. And it's so freeing. Just allow yourself. Thank you, Booker. That's what you brought up for me today.
Oh, I appreciate you, Jesse. And one thing I like what you said, energy is money. So if you got a lot of energy, that means what?
You can make money.
Y'all can't stay on the way home. But, you know, I find it so amazing. Whenever you go into a room and you have high energy, people, they gravitate to you. And I'm going to just tell you, that's another form of wealth, too, where you can just improve people's lives. And, you know, like they say, you cannot help anybody and you broke. The only two people that's broke can do is just look at each other. You got to have money for everything. You can't even die broke.
Everything.
All right, I'll just leave that alone. Appreciate you, Jesse. All right, Star 6, who's next? And I appreciate you, too, Ashley, on the ones and twos, because you got it down. I might have to start doing the dugging.
Appreciate you, Booker. Thank you, thank you. Looking forward to seeing you do the dougie.
Oh, yeah. Doing the Dougie, Freedom Fest style, 2026. And, you know, another thing, too, that just popped in my head, it was so funny. When I was working at the job, they used to always say, you know, Booker, you always talking about the money. But they was working overtime. Ain't that about the money? All right, Star 6, who's next?
Hey, Booker, it's Donna.
Hey, what's up, Donna?
Donna
making
up
for it. I'm thinking Grover's call.
There you go. I think it's interesting. I'm feeding off of what Jesse just said, and she said when you hear those good thoughts, that's God, but there's also the, you know, I always have this theory. It's called Radio God, Radio Devil. And we make a choice as to which radio station we want to listen to. And so she's talking about Radio God there, but then there's that other thought, and you were talking about imposter syndrome and all that stuff, and that's the Radio Devil that's projecting. And they're both playing all the time, just like when you're in your car and you choose a radio station, you know. You push the button and you get one station, and you push the button and you get the other. Sometimes you get in between stations and you get just both stations at the same time, and then you really get confused. And so we need to focus in on the positive, you know, the Radio God part that's going to tell, you know, like this call. This is all Radio God right here, this call. And then, you know, the books that we read and different things that we do, that's all Radio God. And then when we don't do those and we kind of gravitate back toward the Radio Devil part, where it's going to start telling us that we don't deserve to charge more. We don't deserve this, or it's all, you know, that imposter syndrome that pops up. So it's our choice, and I have to choose every day which radio station I'm going to listen to. And as for me, I'm going to choose to listen to Radio God. And if Radio Devil starts to come in, I do the Jack Canfield thing and go cancel, 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 and then say the Radio God thing. So anyway, that's my two cents worth. And I want to thank everybody for being here. Thank you for taking the call and Ashley being behind the scenes. And I'm just grateful to be here. Thank you.
Don, I really appreciate you for showing up. And, you know, we have to realize we are creating that legacy, and this is the frequency. And y'all just share the call out because, believe me, us a lot of people need this info. But I appreciate you, Donna.
Good morning, Booker. It's Gail.
Oh, my liver! Watch out, Gail. The day service, I mean, all right, come on, Gail.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I know. I hear that a lot. I was like, can you match me up? Can you find me somebody? It's like, oh, my goodness gracious. But anyway, you know, I was just thinking about people who have limited thinking and they don't know who they are. They don't know the power they have within them. And if you just kind of stop and just take advantage of the universe, like we have a huge universe, not just a little where we live, our house, our street, you know, our neighbors. I mean, our life can be so big and there's so much out there and we don't necessarily ever think big. I know they had that book, Magic of Thinking Big. I read it so many years ago, I can't remember what it said. But if you think about what we have available, what's been created already for us, you know, the galaxies, the stars, the planets, the moons, gravity, energy, atoms, space, and time. Like, everything is there for us. All we have to do, well, like I talked on Friday, how? How can I? How can I take advantage of this? You know, how can I get more wisdom, more power, more order in my life, you know, more direction and purpose? And just start thinking, I'm here for more. I was made for more. I know it. And I just have to get a plan and stick to the plan. But, I mean, it's never going to happen if you don't think first. What do I want to be when I grow up? What was I meant to be? What's my gifts, skills, and talents? What am I supposed to be giving to the world? And when you figure that out, then you can say that, you know, the how. How can I make this happen? It's just such a grand stage that we live on right now. Well, anybody that is living, that means we're meant to be doing something. So wherever we are in life, just think about the calling that you have that's greater in you than you even can understand and fathom, and just start putting that purpose into action in baby steps if that's what's necessary, but actually have that roadmap that you're looking at and write it down. You have to write it. It has to come from your brain first into the paper so that it's now solid. But don't just take advantage of what we've been given already. You don't have to keep waiting for, you know, a college degree or, you know, the perfect job. You know, you're in the perfect job until you're not, until you get the next perfect job. So anyway, that's all I have for today. But thanks for coming out, everybody, and have a great day. Everybody, love you all.
All right. I definitely appreciate that, Gail, definitely for sharing that. And I'm going to just tell y'all, if y'all ever had that nudge on you need to be doing something, just get it done, because it's not going to leave you. It's not. You can try to run, but you can't hide, because this is your purpose. And if you're not living out your purpose, I'm going to tell you, it's going to hunt you for days and nights and years. So you might as well get it done. Appreciate you, Gil. And who we got next? Star 6.
Oh yeah.
Here comes the butter. About to light up the line with the biscuits.
Yes, indeed. I'm telling you, nothing like waking up in the morning, smelling the bacon of ideas and good energy and putting some butter on it. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, Brother Booker, I appreciate and appreciate love everything that we do here. I thought about you, what you were saying, that the energy is the money. And we know that currency, energy, frequency, I keep saying it, you know, I am the money. We are the money.
Facts.
Where does money come from? People. You know, we put people over profits in our community. We think about the golden rule and principles. And we're so fortunate to have this app in our community. It had this quote that started my day, the best day ever. And it's from Napoleon Hill, one of our mentors that we ran The Reason Why and How We Started the Grow Rich Call. The quote is, no man or woman can express through words or acts that which is not in harmony with his own belief. And if he does so, he must pay by the loss of his ability to influence others. And I thought that was so deep because it says no one can express through words or acts, no matter what you do or what you try to do. If it's not in harmony with your belief, again, you know, I don't like rich people, but I want to be rich. You know, I don't like money, but I'm working overtime. You know, these type of things are just whatever it is that you see yourself. If you're in conflict with that, if it's not in harmony, it'll never transpire. So for me, it just had a deep reflection of who I am. And for me personally, where I'm at, this quote, it just put a light bulb in it. You know, what's harmony for me? You know, what do I like to do? What am I good at? Wallace D. Wado says it's, you can learn to do anything, but it's best if you do what you're suited for, what you love doing, what you kind of naturally have skills for, a passion for, and then develop the skills around it. There is no question that the times are changing, that less people are being used to do the work that AI and machines and robots can do. It does not mean that it's doomsday, though. It just means that we have to, like that book said, who moved my cheese? We got to go where the cheese is. We have to pivot. We get to learn things on this call. We get to learn about how we market ourselves, how we put ourselves out to the world. Yes, it's good to have a job. Like you said, being an entrepreneur is a good thing, and then being an entrepreneur is the bad part too, because you got to do everything. So we're in this land of content creation. We're ABC. We're NBC. We're NPR. We're CNN. We're putting out the content. We're editing it. We're putting it out to our audience. If we don't do it, it doesn't get done. So in so many situations, whatever we do, if we don't do it, it doesn't get done. So having that freedom, having that both sides of the pendulum, which wolf is going to win? The one we feed, right? What are we going to feed? We can't have any fear. One doubts you out. All these things that we say. So thank you again for just all that we do to make our dreams come true. Never give up. Keep moving forward. Be the change in the world you're born to be. Aw, yeah.
And the butter has spoken on the line. You know, Minister Kristen, I really appreciate that. And I always tell people, you know, especially I'm a real proponent of the energy, because the energy, it is the money. And I used to tell them when I was at the job, people say, I'm going to make money. I say, what, you working at the Mint? Them the only people I know that make money. All right, I'll leave that alone. But I appreciate you, Minister Kristen. And, you know, this is already good, and we got about 6 minutes of goodness coming up. Let me take a wild guess. Who's coming up next? And, you know, I just think it'll be a good word study if people just start studying words, because you'll realize how people have been tricked. And that's, you know, next week I'll do that. I'll just come up with something, because we don't have time today. But once you change your vocabulary, your world, it will change. And you see people that's making a lot of money, it's certain terms that they don't even use. But we'll get into that next. All right, Star 6, who's next?
Booker, it's Gail. Let me come out real quick. I don't like that we have such a dynamic group of people, and sometimes I guess, you know, we get a little lazy in our brain, but but there's so much wonderful stuff out there. But I would, you know, at one point one of my talks was about a word, like some word that motivates you to have a more successful life. And I just want to put that reminder out that, you know, come up with a word, you know, I am empowered, you know, like the word empowered, or, you know, I don't know, some word that motivates you to move forward in life, you know, whether it's enthusiasm or gratitude or whatever positive word you can make own, you know, that like it describes you in your future. Come up with that so you can meditate on that, or just when you're driving in the car, you have that word come up, or, you know, it you have to program your mind. If you don't program it, something else or somewhere else is going to. So you have to take control. And I know one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control. That's probably the hardest one. To me, sometimes it's easier to love even the unlovable, because I know that's a directive I've been given to love everyone. And then I start, you know, that could be your word, but, you know, I start seeing people differently. And if they're annoying or they're limited in some way, I just say I'm just still so thankful for them. And just do they know they're a miracle? And that's why I love the smile cards. You know, Paz talked about that years ago, the smile cards. I just ordered 100 of them because I love giving them out everywhere I go. See miracles in life every day. My website is not on it. I'm not selling anything. I'm just trying to have people adjust their mind to see life differently. Because, I mean, I can't create, you know, like out of nothing, a human being out of, you know, I mean, we know how it's done, but but I mean, I can't be going into like a little workshop and make a human. It doesn't work that way. It's a miracle. We are all miracles. So if you know the power of you being a miracle, start thinking that you are a miracle. And what am I doing with my life? I know I was meant for more. I know it. I can feel it. Just like, you know, our Major Definite Purpose says, live those words, become those words. Anyway, back to you. We still have 2 more minutes so somebody can come out. But thank you so much, Booker. We just love when you talk in our days, on our Fridays. Back to you.
Gail, I really appreciate it, and that is so inspiring. Think of a word that motivates you. And, you know, like a lot of artists, the reason they were going, oh, go ahead.
Yeah,
who is this?
Linda Rico.
Mr. Rupert Johnson, real quick, wanted to share an experience I had over the weekend. I got this app where I am a chauffeur for people. I drive their vehicles wherever they want to go. And so the company was like begging me to take this job to drive this guy's Mercedes Maybach, you know, to go pick him up at this hotel. But they don't tell you, you know, what you're going to be, where you're driving him, what the assignment is. It's just you're going to drive him from the hotel to somewhere else and then back again. So the thing was, I got there, and the Mercedes Maybach wasn't there yet. The guy had to go get it and this and that. But the point was, as I'm, you know, getting the car ready, I had to take pictures. People at the hotel were like, is this your car? This is so beautiful. Wow, Mercedes Maybach, this and that. Like, I'm like, no, it's not my car, but someday it will be, you know, because it's you're practicing what you want to get in your life by actually experiencing it. And it's unbelievable car. I mean, it's just all the bells and whistles and all the fancy gizmo gadgets. The thing literally drives itself. And just the guy, this was the second time I've driven, I don't know if he's got a bunch of Mercedes Maybachs. he wants me to be his chauffeur every time he needs to be driven from point A to point B, but it's just the experience of what it's like to be rich. You want that. You want to be able to share and help other people, and money can make that happen. So that's my two cents for now.
Definitely appreciate that, share, and we got real quick. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, A. I just love you, and thank you for your service here today, Booker, and your great messages. I had to respond to what Gail said that just and others about how we look at things really changes what we're looking at. And we had a great message that I got from one of my mentors yesterday that was about, you know, the message and the mindset change and shift, paradigm shift, that we could be saying, I could be experiencing peace instead of this, whatever this is, if it's something in your life that you're not liking. And he said that if you're not experiencing peace, there's just one of three reasons. One is you're lost in your stories. One is you're lost in your rules. And one is you're lost in your shadow. And the stories is just what we tell ourselves, remind ourselves of whatever was hard in our lives. And we keep repeating that, tends to attract more of it. And rules are when we're judging others and maybe ourselves harshly because we have an idea how things are supposed to be going. And the shadow, of course, say whatever you don't deal with is going to deal with you. So those three things, and that was just such a beautiful, simple little triad of things to go through the checklist and say, am I doing this, this, or this, that I'm blocking my own way? Like when they said that Michelangelo's sculpture of David was just removing the parts that weren't going to be David, and the garden is removing the weeds that aren't going to be the flowers or the food. So that's my bit for today. I was quick. Thanks for the time, and God bless everybody.
All right, appreciate you, Linda Rick, and everybody that came out today, y'all, and this was a great call, and I'm going to go out here and change somebody's lives, and y'all do the same thing, and we'll see y'all back here tomorrow, same bad time, same bad channel, on the Think and Grow Rich call, and bye for now. Let's
over and out.
Let's go. Freedom.
Yeah.
All right, just wanted to say that I've been trying to create a podcast.
In my soul, there's more than what my eyes can hold. Not just the things inside my hands, but every dream you already planned. I see it now before it comes to be, like a promise written over me. Every step I'm leaning in to where my faith and future begin. I don't wait till it shows up at my door. I feel it like it's mine already, Lord. Before the rain would fall, before there was a sign at all, across the earth, across all time, gratitude would always rise. What we hold is what will grow, so I choose the truth I know. Every prayer begins this way, with a thankful heart that boldly says, I don't wait till it shows up. For the love I get to give, even in the waiting, I can say it's already.
you before.